Now, Lisa White is the president of Friends of the Hound, a greyhound adoption group. She's on the line. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Ben.
What do you make of today's decision?
Time to break out the champagne.
How many dogs are out there that you're looking for homes for at the moment?
Well, look, we've always been looking for homes for dogs. This isn't anything new. The phasing out of the greyhound racing in industry in New South Wales, it's the only outcome. It's the best outcome. It had to happen. We need an end to this cycle of routine killing. Our group has been rehoming dogs, greyhounds, for 14 years now. And we've always had too many dogs to try and save. There's too many greyhounds bred every year. They've been doing it for decades. You can't breed 20,000 dogs every year in Australia and expect that there's not going to be an outcome of death for most of them.
All right, so all of these dogs that are currently active in the greyhound industry, if they don't end up going interstate, well, we're going to need to find homes for them, right? The Premier has vowed that they will have to rehome those greyhounds. They'll have to help out. So how do you reckon that's going to work? Is that going to be a major operation? No doubt it will be. Can you guys help out in that in some way?
It is going to be a mammoth effort, but I imagine that there's going to be some funding coming the way of rescue groups and for sanctuaries and rehoming opportunities for these dogs. Obviously, it's a hard call to say that there's going to be 6,000 or 7,000 companion animal homes for these dogs. As you say, some will leave and go interstate to race. Some dogs will probably be humanely euthanized because the racing industry has been using humane euthanasia as a solution to their wastage, as I said, for decades. There's nothing humane about killing a young, healthy dog just because it can't make its racing owner money. But unfortunately, there will be some dogs that don't make it. I imagine that this industry hasn't shown much accountability or responsibility for these products yet. Can't imagine that they're going to do it now. But let's hope that the Australians support these dogs and get behind trying to place most of them into homes as companion dogs.
All right, Lisa, thanks for your time. Appreciate you coming on the program.
Cheers, Ben.
Lisa White, president of Friends of the Hound.